Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the undisputed, gotta drink to that, champion of the world, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
It's live.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. We're live. Now we're just starting off.
I don't want to lose out on my I like that other thing. I got you can't start me up, you know what I mean, and then just snatch it from under my feet like that. That's rough. That's rough.
But you know what, Mr. National, you roll with it. You roll with it. You don't like change, but you roll with it well. So.
We'll see. Well, listen, welcome everybody to the show. Just like I say, P-Double just said it. I'm just the voice. He says this is what we're going to do. I got to get in line. I know I got Hugh Stack. I got Jim Davis. They all want my spot. They all gunning for me. So I got to bring it.
Yeah, the Hulk is primed and ready.
Yeah, he is ready. I mean, you got a lot of characters in our great sport. Ken Allen. Elgin has been on the show before. You just talk about cigars, and he's ready to go. He's ready to go. But look, we got a great show lined up. And right off the bat, you know, there's no sports going on, no live sports. So we're going to keep you guys entertained. So hopefully we do that to do that for you on a hump day Wednesday. And if you hadn't gotten over to the Stack With Nat show page, it's hump day in full effect over there, P-Double.
Right.
Lovely. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Oh, yeah. I had to check it out today, and there was quite a lot to see there.
There was some showstoppers today,
Yeah, and luckily we're all on, you know, we can't go into the office or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about anybody, you know, looking at your phone or your screen and seeing something that they, you know, you don't quite want them to see or whatever, so.
Good. So, look, after the show, or I'm pretty sure some guys didn't got a look at it, so. But on the show, and I think it was on the MFCA site, they was talking about basketball. And it was like a 3 rows of NBA legends. And it was like you pick row 1, 2, or 3. We're not going to go into that just about right
now.
Oh,
that was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. It was like, I know row 1 had LeBron. It had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Larry Bird, and Allen Iverson. It was only 4 players. That was row 1. And right. I said that row is a loser. That's my row right there. You got Bird, Kareem, and LeBron. You can't lose with that. Then you throw Iverson in. The line 2, I think, had Magic, Hakeem Olajuwon. No, maybe it was David Robinson. Magic Johnson, Kobe, mine was David Robinson.
Mine was the one that Jordan in it. I wasn't.
That was the one. Yeah, that was it. It was Magic, Jordan, David Robinson, and they had another player I can't think. Mine was row 1. I had row 1.
Right. Not everybody. I mean, for me, it was a no-brainer. I'm taking the one with Magic and Jordan. You could put me as the power forward on that squad, and they would still win.
And they had Steph Curry. That's who they had. Steph Curry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
and then the bottom row had Durant, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, and you put Olajuwon, Kobe and Olajuwon together, that would be deadly too.
Yeah, you know. But row one had all the rebounding. They had Kareem and Bird to rebound and LeBron.
That's a big squad. And Iverson. Iverson caused the penetration or whatever.
Yes. And Bird with the threes.
Yeah, that's LeBron. Yeah. some matchups, man. The game is all about matchups, right?
That's it. So the question is, NBA all-time starting five. Now, mine hasn't changed in a while. I still
this
got...
This is your show, so...
Well, I got Magic, Jordan, Bird, Tim Duncan, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, hold
That's
on.
That's my five.
Magic at point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Bird at small forward. Jordan at shooting guard. Bird at three.
Duncan.
Tim Duncan at four. And Kareem.
Kareem at... Yep. That's it right now. That's my team. And it's been that way forever. Tim Duncan has been the exception where he superseded Karl Malone, Charles Barkley as the best power forward.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I'd replace anybody on there.
Well, here's my alternate. Take Duncan off, put Bird at power forward, and bring LeBron on at small forward. So it would be Magic, Jordan, LeBron, Bird, and Kareem. That's the other team. Because Bird played both. Bird was a power forward and small forward.
Yeah, I think he was at his best at small forward, though, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Later in his career, he played power forward a little bit more. Right?
A little bit more, yeah, with his back. Yeah, he was always small forward, you know?
Right.
That was his position. 6'9", could handle the ball. Probably one of the best, you know, along with LeBron James, best passing forward.
Passing forward, right.
Yeah. So, guys, I stopped. You see the one story up there on the Stat Winnett show page where he played one game left-handed.
was that against Kelly Trepuka? Because that was the picture of him against Kelly Trepuka from the Pistons.
Was it the Blazers? He played it against the Blazers.
Trailblazers?
Yeah, Kiki Vandeweghe.
Oh, okay.
Kiki Vandeweghe, and they had a couple other players.
And he scored like 30, right?
47 points. With a
47 up. Left-handed.
Yeah,
I couldn't even score 47 left-handed if nobody was guarding me.
He told everybody, told his teammates in the media, I'm going to play this game left hand because I'm going to save my right hand for the Lakers who we got in 2 days. And he goes out and has a triple-double with 47 points.
Yeah. What's crazy is, like, apparently he's the best trash talker in all of the NBA history. Which is, you know, you look at the guy and you're like, why are you talking trash, dude? But, man, he was
He could back it up.
He could back it up, right? Oh, man, he was so competitive.
Yeah, the all trash talk team, you got Gary Payton, Jordan, Bird. I don't know for the big men who would you put on for a big man as a trash talker.
Right. It'd be interesting. Rashid.
Yeah, but he was more like a power forward.
Right. Yeah.
I think Garnett talked more trash than he did, Kevin Garnett.
I think Kevin Garnett talked more trash than anybody. He's all-time trash talk, all sports. His shit was so inappropriate, too, right?
Oh, yeah. He
was talking about people's family and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. It was one story. He talked about one guy having no hair, you know, radiation. You know, he went through chemo. He talked about that. Like, Garnett was vicious.
Yeah.
So he would be our power forward all time trash talk team. It'd be Gary Payton, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Kevin Garnett, and we gotta find a center. Gotta go Wilt. I think it would be Wilt.
Was he a trash talker?
I think he was. We gotta look into it.
Let me just Google that right now. I'm gonna Google trash talking centers. See if I can find any.
Real quick.
Talking centers.
Trash talking centers, right?
Basketball Trash Talk Hall of Fame. Okay, let's see. Why should there not be any centers on here? Oh, they got Jordan.
Oh, yeah, I told you.
Garnett, Payton, Reggie Miller, Cheryl Miller, Larry Bird. Fab Five.
Right, we got to go a small team then. Who was it? Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller would be on there.
They got Kobe and Draymond Green. Christian Laettner was a trash talker.
Maybe in college.
They didn't have any centers.
Nah, I tell you, it was kind of hard to. Centers, I guess, don't really talk trash.
Well, here we got. They got Ron Artest, Mike Cooper, Daryl Dawkins.
Okay. The Chocolate Thunder.
Yeah. Paul Pierce, Chuck Person, Kobe, Rasheed. Rasheed was one of my favorites. Well, I mean, because he was on my team, right? The Pistons?
Yeah, he was on your Pistons. He's really
and,
good.
And when he played for the Trailblazers, I was like, man, what is wrong with this guy?
Lead the league in technicals all the time when he was with Portland. He kind of calmed down when he got to Detroit.
Yeah, because winning helps everything, you know. They got Shaq on here as a trash talker.
Okay, that's I kind of thought Shaq would be on it. Shaq or Wilt? Well, I'm going to take Shaq. Shaq is my trash talking center. That's the first team. Gary Payton, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Kevin Garnett, and Shaq.
Shaq. Yeah, that's pretty much him jive with what I'm finding on here.
All right, so nice. I gave you my all-time starting five, P-double. Are you in agreement with that starting five?
Yeah, I can't. I don't like your alternate. I mean, I wouldn't. Hey, Dustin Fisher's on. Say hi to Dustin.
What's up, Dust? Dustin Fisher, GBN in the house.
I can't. I have no. That's my starting five as well.
Okay.
So we got in the one spot, we got Magic. Two, we got Jordan.
Three, Bird.
Four, Duncan. I don't like the addition of LeBron on there. Five is Kareem. But
right.
Yeah, I can't argue with this at all. You know? There's been a lot of this. There's been a lot of, because of the documentary about Jordan, there's been a lot of talk about, you know.
Right.
You know, the greatest, you know, Skip Bayless today put LeBron in, down at eight or something like that of all time. Mm-hmm. And Barkley didn't have him on his top five or something, you know.
Well, I'm going to give you a second team that will rival that team real quick. LeBron
really?
At point guard.
LeBron at point guard. Really?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. 6'8". Yeah, absolutely.
Point okay. Guard. Okay. He can match up well against Magic.
Oh, he'll kill Magic. Kobe Bryant at the
right.
two.
Right.
Kevin Garnett at the small forward. Karl Malone at the power forward. And Shaq at the center.
See, I think Bird would just eat Garnett.
Durant. Durant. Yeah, Durant.
Oh, you put Durant at the small
Durant
forward?
At small forward, yeah.
Okay, well, Garnett's great defense, right? In the middle.
Garnett's not on his team.
No, I know. Garnett. I thought you had put Garnett on there.
No, Durant.
Okay, Durant.
LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant. Karl Malone.
There's no way. This Bird would just eat him alive.
He probably would.
He'd be murder horned on him.
But Bird would have problems guarding the 7-foot Durant, who can handle the ball like a guard.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting matchup.
He would pose problems. They would probably have to put somebody else on him. Might be better putting Duncan on him.
Duncan out of the three.
Yeah, put Duncan sticking Durant and let Bird stick Karl Malone. That's what.
Yeah, there'd be matchup problems in that game, wouldn't there? Plus, trying to stop Shaq. I don't know, man. I don't know. Karate chop to the nuts might be in order for that.
I think Shaq would have him about like 50 pounds.
Right?
Excuse me, 50 pounds on him.
But Shaq could not stop that skyhook.
Nobody could. Nobody. I mean, that shot is all-time great right there. And talking about all-time greats.
Oh, look at that. That's professional segue right there. You're good, man.
Every once in a while, I get it right. You know what I mean? Every once in a while, we lost the all-time great, Don Shula. I want to quote remember this article or story I heard on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, I think it said, George Halas coached in the first game, the first NFL game in whatever year it was. George Halas coached in the first NFL game. And they said, Bill Belichick is coaching in 2020. And they said, Don Shula coached against both of them.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's that man right there. He coached against George Halas, who coached in the first ever NFL game. And then you got Bill Belichick, who's coaching now, one of the greats. And Don Shula coached against both of them. So,
hey, can you see these? No, can you see these comments?
Absolutely not.
Roger Fisher from GBN wants to know if we're wearing pants.
No. Roger,
hey, ladies, you're gonna have to use your imagination for me.
Right. I just got out the shower. I was in makeup for a while, and I didn't even have time to put pants on. I got my Hanes white T-shirt, white Niners hat, and that's it. That's it. So there you go.
So do you know any good Don Shula quotes?
No. Now I'm pretty sure you got some for Speed Double.
Well, I'm just getting ready to go to the. I'm getting our crack research staff to get on this. But he was 90, right?
Yeah, he was 90 years old. All time leading wins, and I mean, I don't know who's. Well, Belichick is probably the closest, but he's done. Belichick's done winning 30 games this season.
You think so?
Yeah, he's done.
His meal ticket left, went to Tampa.
Well, I have said it, that Belichick was the reason they were as good as they were. So now we're going to really get to see what Brady is made of and what Belichick. Well, Belichick won 13 games with Matt Castle. So,
right.
And Belichick was coaching the Cleveland Browns. He had them ready to make the playoffs before he bounced out of there. So Belichick has proven himself already. This is Tom Brady's chance to prove himself. Don Shula proved himself over and over and over again.
Right. He now, started off with the Colts, right?
The Colts. Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's the coach of the perfect season. I mean, the first team to ever do it. And as right. of right now, the only team to do it.
Yeah, I put in there on Facebook, rest in RIP, rest in perfection.
Oh, nice. That's professional. That's professional right there. That's professional.
All right, I got a couple of good Don Shula quotes.
All right.
Success is not forever, and failure isn't fatal.
Wow.
Deep, huh?
There you go. That's deep. That's deep.
Here's another one. I got two more. Well, but I can't read. Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know any other way to lead but by example. That's a Don Shula quote. All right. I got one more. This is a good one. Hold on. Sorry, hang on. I'm trying to comment here. Same time.
No, go ahead. I'm trying to see if I can.
You should be able to see find the comments.
Yeah, how would I do it on chat?
No, it should be on the side of your stream. All right.
Again, I don't want to touch nothing. We'll have to do a test run later.
Right. Okay, here's the last one. Sure, luck means a lot in football. Not having a good quarterback is bad luck. That's a Don Shula quote. No, but he started off with the Colts, I think, right?
I think that's who he started out with, yes.
And I believe he went to the Super Bowl with them.
Yeah,
Super Bowl V.
Yeah,
he Johnny lost United,
the Cowboys, right?
The Cowboys, and then a couple years later.
No, he beat the Cowboys.
No, right, he beat the Cowboys, yeah.
He lost the name of. I think he might have lost the name of.
No, the Jet, yeah, but then he went to the Super Bowl again a couple years later with the Dolphins and lost to the Cowboys. With the Dolphins, that's what it was.
Okay.
So, but yeah, he was a great coach. The NFL's winningest coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, more wins than anybody. He also had a great chain of restaurants, steak shops, throughout the nation.
Really?
He had one in Philly. Yeah, Shula Steakhouse. It was one in Philly years ago.
Hmm.
They had one in Jersey. Yeah.
Nice.
Shula Steakhouse.
Yeah, I woke up last night in the middle of the night at 2:30 a.m. and I couldn't go back to sleep, so I started watching some stupid, you know, like dog videos and stuff to make me laugh. Watched a bunch of UFC highlights, and then I was like, I can't go back to sleep. I think I'm up for the day. So it was like 4 in the morning. That's when I started drawing that picture of Don Shula.
Man, you nailed that. That was dead on, dude. It was
a caricature of him.
I like that one. I got.
Thanks.
We got to put that one on the stack with Nat Show page.
Awesome.
We'll
do that.
Absolutely. Right.
We are moving on.
Yes. Next topic is. And right here, I have it.
Do you? Have you opened it? You haven't even opened it. You just crack open the magazine.
This is an unveiling right now. Official unveiling, because everybody knows.
Wait, show them the front. Show them the address thing on there.
Which one?
Just where their address is written, you know.
Oh, what, like there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you get it in Crack and Plastic and Magazine.
Yeah, that's how you get it
in the mail.
In the mail. So if you guys ain't signed up, get signed up. This is how it comes to you. And you pull it out. Donc voilà.
There it is.
That's what that means in French.
Oh, really?
Donc voilà. Donc voilà. Okay, there it is.
Nice.
And we got the man on it.
Yeah, Rafiq.
Rafiq. That's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Represents the Deep South, but he's a Jersey kid.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he was from Coatesville, Pennsylvania. Oh, no, that's Rip Hamilton.
That's from Coatesville. His twin, right?
His alter ego. You never saw Rafiq at a Pistons game because he was actually on the court with that little face mask running around like a fool.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Rafiq and Rip Hamilton. You talk about a post. That post.
Yeah, that was a legendary post.
That went viral. As far as like electric football posts, that went viral. And for good things. Too many times you put like a bashing post or something negative and it'll go get a lot of comments and a lot of views. But this one was something good.
That was fun.
It was fun, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we need during these times, these tough times. You need more fun, more things to laugh at, more things to smile at.
So, hey, open that up to the first page. Oh, you can show the back.
That's the back page. That's my boys, Dustin and Raj.
Right on.
Raj is one of the coolest human beings on the face of the earth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're opening the first page.
Okay, Frank Jacobs and Jeff Priest made that figure, that legendary Earl Campbell figure with the tearaway jersey on it.
Right.
And I was like telling Frank, hey, can you send me like a good picture of that? Because I'll put in Crack and Plastic magazine, Crack and Plastic, the magazine. And he's like, what? What is that?
No, he didn't.
Yeah. So I'm like, wow, man, I'm not getting the word out about this magazine well enough.
Nah, you're not doing your homework.
Right, right. So spread the word about Crack and Plastic, the magazine. It's a lot of fun, man. It's got some great stuff in there. They got that page right there is a custom figure All-Stars, which you have every magazine. Legends of the Buzz is on there every right. issue. We highlight some of the EF legends.
I'm just thumbing through it real quick. I don't want nobody freeze framing and then trying to read it right off for our little live broadcast.
Yeah, your camera's not that good. And then it's got a whole section. This whole section in this issue about buzzing solitaire
football, right. Buzz,
which is gaining popularity right now since we're all quarantined. So why not, right?
Buzzing solitaire. Oh, look at it. Look who made the magazine.
Oh, that was a huge Mr. National, a full page ad for Mr. National Podcast. Right on.
There you go.
Aren't we lucky?
Aren't we lucky to have that guy in our hobby? how much sum this up? You got to get down with cracking plastic. Now, while you're getting down with cracking plastic, you need to get down with the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Getdown.com, right?
Yeah, well, it's get.down on Instagram. And if you go there, you can buy a t-shirt. And if you use Mr. National on the coupon code, you get a $5 off your first order.
And that's all on the house, guys. I don't want no kickback from that. And it's not get, G-E-T, it's get. Put some slang in it. Come up from your belly. Get. G-I-T. Put something in your belly with it. But the Cracker Plastic is a great magazine. A lot of the old heads of electric football probably remember the Tweak magazine when that was out. And this is not as big as the Tweak, probably not as much hassle, and that's why we're able to keep it going. And I tell you,
it's not even close supported. To the Tweak. I actually, Ravenna Al gave me to look at. He's got all the Tweak magazines. And he let me borrow them for a while to just flip through them and learn about electric football a couple of years ago. And that magazine was awesome. I mean, that was like a Sports Illustrated. No. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was a bigger size and had more pages. But this is basically, Crack and Plastic is a trimmed down Tweak magazine. So, I mean, it's our game. It's our hobby. It's our
right.
It's our passion. Put in something that you can feel.
And here's something, too, that everybody should know. There's no agenda to the magazine. I'm going to tell you, like, the last issue was about the Deep South. It had the Deep South guys on the cover, and it had a couple articles in there about the Deep South. It had an article about arcade games. And what happened was David Nichols called me up and said, hey, man, what do I got to do to get these guys in the magazine? And I'm like, oh, you just did it, Dave. So, you know, if you want to be in the magazine, let me know. It's about our hobby. It's about our passion. And if you want to contribute, I haven't turned anybody away. So hit me up if you want to write, you know. We got some great, great contributors. The Hulk writes an article every week. A guy named Greg Ingold is on there, and he's a great writer. Roger Fisher does interviews. And
right.
Mark Hope.
Roger tells me an interview. I got to do an interview with Roger, right?
Yeah, he keeps saying he owes you one, or you owe him one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we owe each other.
So, yeah, Mark Holquin's a great writer. When he gets a chance, he pitches in.
Well, I got you on that topic of writers and the cracking plastic. Who was that dude that caused the first two issues? There was a lot of buzz about that. Are you ready to reveal right
now. Oh, no, no.
On the Mr. National podcast, live number one, can we find out who that, what was that, the name of that guy?
Dr. Pigskin?
Dr. Pigskin.
I keep trying to get him to come back, but I can't reveal his identity.
Well, if he won't come back, then you gotta reveal him. You gotta put him
I promised him I never would, so.
And folks, they like think, you know, you might think that PW and National is tight. They do a show. He hasn't even told me who it is. I feel like some type of way. Like,
I haven't even told my wife.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So, I mean, everybody listening, checking this podcast live out, who's your best guess who Dr. Pigskin is or was? I think it was P Double myself. I think it was him. He just put a different hat on. He put some shoe polish on his face like Gene Wilder and
You're accusing me of blackface?
Something you despise. You always say, why would they do that? What did they do that? What was they thinking?
We better move on. We better move on. trending dangerous waters right there.
Right. No. Everybody know you cool, P. Double. And if you do it, you got to do it the right way. Gene Wilder did it. And he wasn't doing it as blackface. He was just doing it to get on the train and stir crazy.
Okay.
With Richard Pryor. Like, man, we bad.
One of my favorite bits ever was when Eddie Murphy did Mr. White, which is the opposite, you know, mm-hmm. where he dressed up as the white guy.
Dude, that was hilarious.
He went into the bank, got a big-ass loan.
With no money, no job, no collateral.
Oh, here, take it. Here, just take it.
Take it. We'll get more. He's like, oh, okay. People was on the bus, and they were the last black person got off. They all partied. The girl took off her thing. She was like a cocktail waitress on the bus. Crazy. Crazy. All right, so now that brings us on. We're moving on. This is it. We're moving on. This is the Mr. National podcast. We bang through these topics, okay? P Double, take it away. What we
the
got?
MFBCS. MF, so you can see on
okay,
the screen.
Okay, we can see it at the bottom. What is it?
MFBCS is Dr. Bob has organized this league, a nationwide league. And it's a college league, mm-hmm. and it's got conferences all across the country. And so, like, if I were to play, which I didn't play, but right. say if I wanted to play and I was my Michigan State was my college team, I would be in the Big Ten conference, and I would play a bunch of people around here who are also in the Big Ten, and you got to have a Big Ten team because they don't want to have any duplicate teams. So, right. like, I could get – if it's open, I can get Michigan State. I could be in the Big Ten. I would play, like, Jimbo, who's got right. the Fighting Illini, and, you know, or I think –
You'll be in close proximity to each other, right?
Your right, area. Right, right. But, though, I think Jamie Taylor's playing in the East Coast, even though she lives in Michigan, but she's got NC State.
Okay.
So she's playing in the ACC or something. But anyway, it's pretty cool – and so you can look on this website. They got all this. They keep stats. They got all the coaches listed, all the standings of all the conferences. This thing was getting rolling, and it's pretty cool. I don't want to. Apparently, we talked about it on the podcast before, and was like some. I wasn't really telling about it right. So just go to the website and check it out. That's all I'm gonna say about it.
Right.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, I really like it. But the whole pandemic thing kind of put a damper on games, obviously. But there's some people still getting games in, and apparently they're going to have the season because I think, you know, there's going to be a way to play games pretty soon. And I think they're going to go to the website and find out, but maybe like in August or something, they're going to have the championship. You know, people make have all these bowl games and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Right.
So they you keep stats. They're going to have like a Heisman Trophy winner. You know, Outland Award, all the awards, different bowls. It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. I mean,
and this is season one. This is the first
right, this
season.
This is the inaugural season. And unfortunately, it got kind of, you know, waylaid by this whole coronavirus thing. But I think they may have lowered the required games now, just, you know, because of that.
Yeah, just to get through it.
Right. But I think it's awesome. Really, like, this reminds me of, like, when I was a little kid, like, the ultimate dream that you'd think of, like, man, it would be awesome if you had, like, a nationwide league, you know, where you have all your team and take them to this, you know, league and keep stats and see how good you play. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, they got all the leading rushers listed on the site and everything, leading passers, tacklers, you name it.
Like I say, for the old-timers that's been doing the high voltage, Raider Man, the Clinton Bills,
right.
George Diamond, they got together and did the High Voltage Electric Football League.
Oh, okay.
And this league was conducted of all make-believe teams.
Right.
It was no college, no pro, so it was no licensing infringement.
Right, right, right.
Darren Germani, he had the X-Clan or something like his team was full of all rappers. He had a team full of rappers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
I mean, Walt, I think he was in the Carolina area. He played with, I think, a team called the Bats.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Ruznick out in Minnesota, he played with the Minnesota Tundra, something like that.
Okay.
But what it was is, say if I had a region, I would have a Philadelphia region.
Right.
So I would get four more coaches in my area, and we would be a region.
Right.
You make up your team, and then in Maryland had a region. And in Minnesota, they had a region, okay? And then so all these little regions played, and you played your games in your group, in your area.
Right.
And then they had a national championship, the best records out of all the regions met up.
Right, right.
Maybe it was like 12 or whatever it was. And then you played tournament style from that point.
Right.
To crown the champion.
Yeah, and I think that's what this is. So, I mean, this isn't, you know, this isn't original or brand new or anything, but it's...
No, but like I said...
But it's put together nicely. They got a good website on it. And so it's pretty cool.
And then Reggie did one a few years later, I think the CBS MF, which he used all college. Same concept.
Right.
You get a region, you get the guys to play, and then you all meet up for a tournament. So it's good to see Dr. Bob come in and pick up the mantle
and
run with it. I mean,
tell you the truth,
P-Double, it's not too much that's going to come through the line or come down the pipe that hasn't been seen or done before.
Oh, no, right, no.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate is just to, you know, emulate.
To do it.
Real sports, you know, that's the whole idea of it, so.
And to start it and to finish it. I mean, this is
right. The idea is great. The execution is where
you know. That's it. So
I always say, man, anybody that can accomplish anything in electric football is amazing. Because a great group of people, but
they're cheap though.
Yeah, they can drive you nuts, you know. Get them to commit to something.
Yeah. Yes, to sign up early or on time. You know. Everybody
pay the money. Come to the game days. You know. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I got to take my son to practice, you know?
Right.
What is
it comes up?
It's Friday, dude. It's Saturday.
Once it's announced, everybody and their mother and brother is on board. Oh, that's great. Count me in. Then when it's time to pay the dues and the money and show up, I got to go to the dentist, you know?
Right.
My mom called me. I can't do it, so. I mean, this thing had every reason not to, you know, continue, and these coaches are all staying focused and committed.
And my hat's
off to them.
So I
love it.
It's awesome. And they're also talking about the fantasy teams. They're talking about doing that in the fall. J.C. Davis, I think, is going to run it. In the fall, they got something like the Miniature Football Alliance or something like that.
Okay.
Which is going to be fantasy teams. So, you know, I'm going to have a lingerie team.
I like to see that paint job. I want to see that paint job for show.
Yeah, I need to get. I think I need to get Antonio Jones to do a bunch of custom figures for that one.
Yeah.
Right. Put some junk in that trunk.
Yeah. Come make them look like some Stat with Nat Show girls. Up
right. Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Just go through down the line of the Stat with Nat Show. Yeah. There's a model. There's a model. Make a figure like that. That's my quarterback.
Right.
That's my wide receiver.
That's the mock up right there. Go down that page.
She's my tight end.
All you need to go through is like on Mondays. I mean on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, and boom, you got your team right there.
Yeah,
right there.
Tip for Tat Tuesday.
Tip for Tat Tuesday. And talking about something continuing and not continuing. How about the TOC 2020 season? That is in jeopardy. Okay.
Right. First of all, as we were talking about, hats off to anybody that can do anything in electric football, right? The TOC has been going on how long? I was thinking about the Capital City Clash, which is like in 20 years.
It's been going on for about 10 or 12 years, the TOC, about 10 years maybe.
Okay, but the Clash has been going for like 20, right?
For 20, yeah, this would have been 20 years.
Right, which is a great tournament in Maryland, Durrell puts on, and they couldn't have it this year, right?
Pandemic.
Come on.
Now 2020 might be in danger. They got these killer wasp or hornets coming.
Murder hornets?
So we might have to.
Look, man.
They could pick up electric football, man, and fly away with them.
Right. They chop the heads right off. Rip the heads off. Eat through the face mask.
Can you see some bee trying to eat my Matt McGraw painted team?
You'd cry.
I'll be like, Roger, give me one of your guns.
Boom.
I'll blow them up.
Look, man, if those did you hear a couple months ago about the footage the government put out? That basically was like aliens, UFOs?
No.
Yeah, they basically like copped to some footage of some UFOs. A couple months ago, the government did it. So, really? No, if it's real and they land, like with the Klingons or something, I'm going for it. I'm taking my chances with the Klingons. Because these fucking murder hornets, I don't want to have anything to do with them, man. If they're coming, I fucking hate those bugs. They're supposed to be like 2.5 inches. Can you imagine one of those coming at you? Dude,
they
cry.
There is no way they can come over here.
They're here. They're here.
No, they're not.
There's
some big bees. They would just kill them. You just get a plane and just get a drone. We'll get Jerry McGee to fly one of them fighter jets that he remote controls with some insecticide on them and just like blast them right out of the sky. Listen.
Anyway,
the TOC 2020 got derailed, you know, derailed. And Durrell was set to have his 20th year anniversary of the Clash.
Right.
But like I say, didn't happen. Okay, so I think the next one up is Charles Lane in Tennessee, the Blast. That, I think, is in jeopardy. He might have already canceled it. So then that would be two tournaments down. Now, then the last one, the championship, the World Championships is in Kansas City, end of July, around my birthday.
So, can you give a quick rundown, though, how the whole thing works? Like,
well, it's about five different qualifiers. Five qualifier tournaments. I think that's how many it is. Yeah. I can't remember.
Then the last one. The championship, right. There's another tournament there. Right. So, it's six.
So let's just say it's five. Right. It might be four or five. Five qualifiers.
Five.
Coaches, spread out throughout the country. Coaches compete. You're playing for the gold ball. Winner gets the gold ball. The winner of each tournament is automatically qualified in the final eight at the end of the season, which is in July, the end of the TOC season.
Right.
At that champion, that's the whole thing. You're trying to get the eight best, well, the eight champions. And if you don't have eight champions, you use the seedings, the point system from all those qualifiers, top contenders.
Right.
So if Coach P Double appeared at four of the tournaments and had top four finishes in all those tournaments, he would be a top point. Your points would add up. So like, you would be in.
Like every year, I hate to say this, but because like Rafiq, I don't think has won a gold ball yet. But every year he's right there, like he's in the points. You know what I mean? Because he finishes so strong and so close every tournament, and he goes to a lot of the tournaments.
Right.
And if you listen, if you catch this podcast and you're like one of these new, because there's a lot of new faces in the Electric Football, the MFCA page,
Right.
Which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. This is what's great.
What's up, new guys?
New guys.
National SP Double.
What up? Listen, you go to the TOC.co and you find a tournament, all right? And like the one that's close to me was the Buckeye Brawl. And you go to it, you bring your team. You know, like you get your team, get them all prepped up, get ready to, get your best team together and go to the tournament and join and pay the money and play in the tournament and you'll get your ass kicked. But it's like I did.
Right. The best ass kicking you'll ever have.
But it is so awesome to see all these guys there, and just the environment and having fun and goofing off and stuff. I mean, the environment in one of these tournaments is hilarious. It's just awesome. There's nothing like it. Yeah. Like, you show up, you don't even play. You're just hanging out.
I'm the entertainment guy. Because like I was going to say, you have different groups. I mean, if you you're the partying group or want to hang out after the tournament stuff.
Or we got this group that does the Bible study before the tournament.
You got that group. You got the family group that brings their wives and kids. Got that group.
Yeah.
Well, you got the Bob Marley group that goes in their cars.
The weed heads.
you got that group. So it's a group for everybody. You got the cigar group. So it's groups for everybody.
But everybody's there is Electric Football enthusiasts and super nice. Nicest group of people you'll meet,
I love it. Like P-Double said, you go, you don't even play. I don't even play. I haven't played in years. The only time I do play if the host, the tournament host, needs an extra body to make the count work or something like that, I'll fill in that way. But
and use somebody else's team.
Use somebody else's team. Brian Phillips was always – Darrell has let me use a team before – and most recently, Brian Phillips has been loaning me a team so I can play. So, you enjoy it. I mean, some guys get so intimidated right off the break. Oh, I'm not ready. You're probably not ready, but
don't let that deter you. Just get in there, get your ass whooped, and have fun.
It's getting a lot better because now with the bases and the tweaking and everybody's helping. So back in the day, you wouldn't be ready for two reasons. You wasn't ready because you didn't know the rules. You didn't know the style of play. You wasn't just good enough coach. And your team was trash. Okay, you probably didn't have the better style of bases. But now these ITZ bases and these other bases, they're so easy to tweak. The feel has been leveled that way. So when you come to these tournaments, you might not just get pushed all the way around. You just get outsmarted. So don't let that deter you. All the new guys just coming into the hobby, getting back in. I mean, just come out and play. I mean, it's a great time. You get to meet all the guys you see on the sites showing their teams and stuff.
What up, gentlemen? Great to see a live show. Ed Morgan's on.
Rue. Now, Rue's got that challenge. Rue. Yeah, Rue. That's Rue's old school. Like, you know that thing? If electric football was a person, Rue's one of them people. Yeah, 20-year guy right there, 20-year. But I wanted to tell Rue that that thing he's doing that sports challenge for 20 days. He's putting up
His favorite athlete. I think his favorite one was Eddie Murray.
Yeah, Eddie Murray, yep.
I was looking at that. Remember, he was a switch hitter. One of the few.
He is the greatest switch hitter of all time.
Right. The flip guy, the shortstop. What's his name? Ozzie Smith.
Was Ozzie a switch hitter? Yeah, he way better. Ozzie was a defensive wizard.
Right. Yeah, he was his bat.
But that is so cool. 20 days of your favorite player. So I can't wait, Rue.
Get on. Who's next, man?
Yeah,
yeah. I think we're just like one or two in, right?
It's three. He's been 3 days, so tomorrow will be the fourth day, and I'm just can't wait for Rue to put up his fourth guy. Rue was around years ago. He got married and everything, resettled. I think he lives in York, PA now. But he joined the NFL League here in Philly.
Oh, okay.
And, he played last year, had a great time, and was planning on coming back. But like we've been saying, you know, the pandemic has shut down everything.
Right.
So, real quick, you know, before this podcast is over, the TOC. So we went through how it all works and everything, all these qualifiers. So now we've missed a couple qualifiers. The Clash, one of the biggest one, missed that one. I think Charles Lane is hosting the next one, the Blast in Tennessee. I think he's canceling that one. Now, folks, if they have to cancel the thing in Kansas City, me and Brian Phillips, Mr. Nobody, was talking about this on the phone probably about a month ago because he's on that board of the TOC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what are you going to do?
He's got influence.
Yeah, I think he is influence. So I said, what you guys going to do if the Kansas City thing, the championship, is done? He's like, oh, well, we'll just have to – he's thinking they might just have it later. I was like, you can't have it later. That's the date for it. I was like, if it doesn't go down Kansas City, it's just over. Mm-hmm. It's just chalk it up. And then we went back and forth, P-Double and me too. We went back and forth with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like two options. That season's over. You roll into 2021. Hopefully the killer wasp or whatever these things are, these murder maggots or whatever they are coming, hopefully they don't disrupt anything.
Right.
So 2021 TOC season is coming up. You could carry over those three champions.
The three champions would be kind of butthurt because they don't have a big tournament to participate in, right?
Right.
So they carry them over, right.
Right. I think Vince Petros won a gold ball in 2020.
Right.
And it was two other guys that won gold balls. But because the tournament is canceled, they don't get a chance to play for the ring.
Right.
So you can just carry them over.
Right.
You can carry them over to the next year, 2021, and just have more champions in it. And that's one. That's probably the only option that you really have going forward.
Right. Or just scrap it and start over.
Or just scrap it.
You don't want to piss off Vince, right?
That's the kingpin, right?
Right, yeah, you don't want to piss off the kingpin. but then again, you know, you don't want to piss off everybody else either. So
oh, yeah, they did. I told Brian, I said, Brian, you guys got your work. If it was me, I would just say it's over. I would just say 2020 is done. Take your gold ball and be happy with that. We're starting with a new year.
Right.
Okay? Yep. This is a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence to happen.
Yeah.
You know? You can't be, I didn't play, you know, I didn't get my chance to play for a ring. And got a gold ball. Live with that.
Hey, Ed Morgan says for that fantasy team league, you know somebody's going to make a team called the Murder Hornets.
Oh, absolutely. that would be like the high voters thing. Everybody made up their team. My team was the USA Dream Team.
That
was my team.
You had
I had real NFL players though. I had I had like the 100.
Oh, I thought you might have had the NBA players.
Well, here's one. Listen to this. Before we end this podcast live, and we got Rue on there. I was playing in Harrisburg, the Harrisburg College League, mm-hmm. and my favorite basketball team is Duke College, but it's Duke mm-hmm. basketball. So I had Rue Morgans paint me up a Duke football team in the roster. Was all-time Duke basketball players. Like Bobby Hurley was my quarterback.
Right, you know? Right.
Grant Hill was a running back. You know, it was great. Yeah.
Nice.
And Rue painted him for me. So
cool.
That's pretty cool. He's on there. But definitely somebody would have the Killer Hornets or whatever they are called.
I think somebody came up with it. Can't remember where they're from. Morgantown or something like that. Morgantown Murder Hornets.
Murder Hornets. That's crazy. If he knows that, they're like 2 inches long.
Steal your babies, man. Fly off with your children.
Fly off. Get the children. They can fight for themselves. They fly off with some of your team. Fly off with your quarterback and your football. Is there anything else more important than the football that you throw with? That's a question out to the EF guys. I mean, when that ball hits the ground, you see everybody hit the ground. Where is it? That thing is like a security blanket.
I lost my right ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's the ball you've been throwing with. It's like a mind block.
Yeah.
I remember I lost mine. I couldn't throw. It was just in my head. I was done.
Couldn't complete a pass.
I mean, I remember Damon Lucas from Detroit was playing in our league 1 year. And we played in the pub, at Daly's Pub, and his vents on the floor, like the vents, the air vents with the air. So we started putting paper over. We would just take paper over. But he thought, his ball went in the duct, in the vent. And he was just like, well, I'm done. This dude drove all the way from Detroit, you know, to finish out the season in the playoffs. He was basically quitting right there. He was like, that ball's down at that
– You can't play.
Yeah. Dude, he just drove 11 hours.
Oh, man, that's like, classic. That's classic electric football right there.
So but the duck was just – the duck was pushed down, so I was able to lift the vent.
You got his ball?
And I got the ball. So I just pulled the louvers out, the whole little
duck
thing. Oh, God. Because he was like, man, if I ain't had that ball, I was done. I was just
that kind of cracks me up. That reminds me of the story. That reminds me of the story when I was in playing high school football, and this friend of mine, he was our center. Somebody poked his eye, and he lost his contact. It was during practice. It was like during this 2 days in the summer, but it was raining, and it was muddy out. And one of his contacts came out.
Uh-huh.
He was blind as a bat. Couldn't see. We had to find his contacts. We had to find his contact. So the whole team was on the field, crawling on their hands and knees. We found that thing, man.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was that important.
Somebody found it. Yeah, it was crazy.
Anyway. He said he must have been important. Most guys have just been like, you know, he was like a bench player. They're like, oh, well, you out. This guy was important.
Right.
This guy was important. Well, P-Double, I think we covered all the bases, dude. We went right through it. This live, I mean, it's totally up to the people who watched it and listened to it to see. Me personally,
You like the other format?
I like the audio. Yeah, I kind of got used to that. And I like having how it was building up on the website, and it's always there. Like, this is just live. This is Facebook going away or whatever. It's you know, it could be gone or whatever. But that other one, that's kind of cool.
Hugh Stack's on, finally. We're getting ready.
Typical.
Oh, that's another thing. We got to cover. On Sunday at 11, we got Mr. National Podcast Replay.
That's right. Every Sunday we actually do the commentary for some of the NFL's greatest games.
What do we got coming up this Sunday? I don't remember. Well, we got the big game, high scoring game, don't we?
I think we're going to do the Packers and the Redskins or something like that.
Yeah,
I think that's who it is. That's Monday night. That was a Monday night game.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun. This is Sunday at 11. Me, Hugh Stack, and the indubitable Mr. National.
The ubiquitous. Whatever that meant.
Yeah. The introvert. I'm looking it up. What does that mean?
Right. What you say about my mama? That's a wrap.
We don't have Kid on this, but we'll see how this goes. Maybe we'll be back with this. Maybe Mr. National will go on strike and won't say, I'm not doing it.
And then, well, we'll see how the ratings are.
The ratings.
People might not want to look at our mugs. They might just like listen to it at their leisure.
Yeah, like, you know, I got this beautiful face for radio. Right, for audio.
Right. You got a voice for television and a face for radio.
By the way, how you like the new clean Mr. National, everybody? Cleaned up the is that the quarantine look or what's going on there?
Yeah, that's the quarantine look. Hey, I ain't pulling it off. I got hair under there. This camera got me all backwards. I don't know which way to spin, but yeah. Beard is down. Beard's down. Hair growing on the head. It's rough. The struggle is real.
It's the times.
Hey, that's it. All right.
Well.
Hunker down and bear with it. Everybody, stay safe. Be smart. You know what I mean? You got to go out. But be safe. Be smart.
No punt game. That's what we're doing on Sunday.
The 49ers and the Bills.
Bills 49ers. That's what he said.
Yeah, I think that's it. Okay.
Oh, Selby's on. Everybody's coming in when we're getting ready to cut out.
Yeah, I guess they're going to have to watch it if it's on.
Yeah. What's up, Selby?
All right, guys. It's been fun. My producer. Yep. He's always trying something new. Peace.
See you, gang.
Peace. All right.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnational.com.